Holy Saturday, Watching by St. Ephrem. Who would pass this night in slumber? Watch not we as usurers, who on money put to interest thinking, watch at night so oft to reckon up their capital and interest. Waking, full of cool devices, is the thief who in the earth hath buried and concealed his sleep. His wakefulness all ends in this, that he may cause much wakefulness to them that to be asleep. Wakeful likewise is the glutton, who hath eaten much and is restless. His watching is to him torment, because of stint he was impatient. Wakeful likewise is the merchant, of a night he works his fingers, telling o'er the pounds are coming, and if his wealth doubles or triples. Wakeful likewise is the rich man, whose sleep his riches chase away. His dogs are sleeping, he doth guard his treasure from the thieves. Wakeful also is the careful, by his care his sleep is swallowed. Though his end standeth by his pillow, yet he wakes with cares for years to come. Satan teacheth, O my brethren, in one watching stead another, that to good deeds we be sleepy, and to ill awake and watchful. Even Judas Iscariot for the whole night through was wakeful, and he sold the righteous blood that did purchase the whole world. The Son of the Dark One put on darkness, having stripped the light from off him, and the Creator of silver for silver the thief did sell. Yea, Pharisees, the Dark One's sons, all the night through kept awake. The Dark One's watch that they might veil the light which is unlimited. Ye then watch as heaven's lights in this night of starry light, for though so dark its color is, yet in virtue it is clear. For whoever is like this clear one, wakeful, and prayer and darkness, in this darkness visible him a light unseen envelopes. The bad man that in daylight standeth, yet as a son of darkness dealeth, though with light clad outwardly, inwardly is with darkness girt. But we not deceived, beloved, by the fact that we are watching. For whoso doth not rightly watch, his watch is an unrighteous watch. Whoso watcheth not cheerfully, his watching but a sleeping is. Whosoever also watcheth not innocently, even his waking is his foe. This is the waking of the envious ones, a solid mass compact with harm. That watch is but a trafficking with scorn and mockery compact. The wrathful man, if he doth wake, fretful with his wrath, his wake will be, and his watching proves to him full of rage and of cursings. If the babbler be watching, then his mouth become a passage which for sins is expeditious, but for prayers disrelish shows. The wise man is to be he that watches, one of two things chooseth him, either he takes sweet, moderate sleep, or a holy vigil keeps. That night is fair, wherein the fair one rose, to come and make us fair. Let not aught that may disturb it enter into our watch. Fair be kept the ear's approach, chaste the seeing of the eye, hollow the musing of the heart, speaking of the mouth be cleared. In this night of reconcilement, let no man be wroth or gloomy. In this night that stilleth all, none that threateneth or disturbs. This night belongeth to the sweet one, bitter none, nor harsh be in it. In this night, that is the meek ones, high or haughty none be in it. In this day of pardoning, let us not be unforgiving. In this day of gladness, let us not spread sadness. In this day so sweet, let not us be harsh. In this day of peaceful rest, let us not be wrathful. 'Tis today that openeth for us a gate on high to our prayers.
Thank you. Sibylle.